2 years ago, Vermont's House Committee on Healthcare became the first legislative panel in the country to approve a tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. The vote triggered a massive response from the beverage industry, which promptly poured more than $600,000 into advertising and lobbying aimed at killing the measure.
We really got outspent big time. I think we were outspent 80 to 1.
The effort succeeded, and the bill died after a close no vote in the House Committee on Ways and Means. But Tina Zuck, Director of Government Relations for the American Heart Association, says the financial playing field is about to get more even. A grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation will fuel the best-funded push yet for the soda tax. Combined with some other smaller grants, advocates will have nearly $250,000 to work with as they press for a 2 cent per ounce excise tax on sugar-sweetened beverages.
And we need whatever we can to start, you know, counter-marketing in the same way that it was done with the tobacco industry.
Jim Harrison, head of the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association, says comparisons of soda to cigarettes are, quote, egregious and overstate the public health threat posed by drinks like Coke and Pepsi. Anyway, Harrison says, the tax will do more to drive retail business across the border than it will to dent soda consumption.
Once we cross the line and start taxing food and beverages, we're going down a very dangerous, in our estimation, slippery slope.
Peter Sterling, co-chairman of the group that spearheaded the push for the soda tax in 2013, says comparisons to tobacco are apt.
We are on the exact same path, I believe, where tobacco was in the 1970s and 80s. I mean, people knew it was a public health threat. They weren't quite aware that a tax was a policy lever used to decrease consumption.
And Sterling says the soda tax will become an attractive revenue option for lawmakers who are about to embark on a landmark debate over how to fund single-payer health care and curb rising medical costs.
Half of Vermont's Medicare and Medicaid expenses today are due to obesity. And the scientific literature is conclusive that excess consumption of these sugary beverages is the number one driver of obesity.
A group called Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security will ultimately get the grant money and oversee the soda tax campaign. The organization has hired Anthony Iarapino, a former clean water advocate with extensive statehouse lobbying experience, to direct the effort. The group faces its biggest obstacle in Governor Peter Shumlin, who has long opposed the soda tax.
Every time we ask big policy questions, we also have to ask the question, are we asking the folks who make the least money to pay the highest tax? And in the case of the soda tax, I would argue we are.
The tax would apply to any beverage with added sugar, including products like Gatorade and vitamin water. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.